Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're continuing with the anointing, its origin, its operation and function. And this is part three from a 15-part series. And we're particularly going and looking at the definition of the word Christ. The Hebrew word Messiah and the Greek word Christ both mean the same thing. It means the anointed. The word Christ in Greek translation of the word Messiah, Jesus, the anointed one and his anointing. We go to Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19, and this is Jesus speaking, particularly in verse 18 to 19. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he entered the synagogue, which was his custom on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read. There was handed to him a scroll, the book of Isaiah. He opened the book and found the place where it is written in verse 18. Reading from verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And Jesus Christ was the acceptable year of the Lord. He was their Jubilee. We can also go to Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Also important in this scripture, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, that the devil oppresses people with sickness, and Jesus healed them. Jesus was appointed by God and anointed by God for the ministry on the earth by the Holy Spirit. When did the anointing come upon Jesus? We see this in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 37. Reading from verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. So he saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. When did the anointing come upon Jesus? We see this in verse 16. It says, when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. The Holy Spirit came on Jesus when he came up out of the water after being baptized. This is when the anointing came on Jesus. Again, I want to thank you for being with me today through this subject. The next topic coming up is topic number 4, who are the anointed ones? Thank you and God bless.